guys. Here, just by my
eyes.
I told you, sir, they were red hot with drinking. So full of valor that they smoked the air for breathing in their faces, beat the ground for kicking of their feet, yet always bending towards their projects. And I beat my tailor, at which, like unmatched colts, they pricked their ears, advanced their eyelids, lifted up their noses as they smelt music. So I charmed their ears, and cow-like, me my lowing followed, through toothy briars, sharp furzes, pricking moss, and thorns that tainted their frail chains. At last I left them, the filthy mantle threw beyond your cell, there dancing up to the chins, as a foul labor stung me.
Well, now, my friend, I should be visible if you must do. Somebody in my house will bring a hither to stay on and catch these thieves.
I'm not
as my project gathered way, my charms spread not, my strength obey. Time grows upright with this carriage, come the day.
The sixth hour, at which time, my lord, you say our work should
cease. I did say so when first I made the test. Say, my spirit, how fair is the king and his followers?
Confined together in the same fashion as you gave in charge, just as you left them all prisoners that are in the line road which were their friends yourself. They cannot budge till you're released. Even his brother and yours have died, all three distracted, and the remains of mourning over them, brimful of sorrow and dismay, but chiefly him that you turned to the good old Lord Gonzalo. His tears run down his beard like winter's drops from eaves of reeds. Your charms so strongly worked that if you now beheld them, your affections would become tender.
Does that seem so? Spirit?
Mine would serve. Where I should take.
And mine shall. But now, you shall put a touch of feeling of their affections. And shall not myself, one of their kinds of relish, all sharply passionless they, be kindlier moved than thou art. Though with their high wrongs I am struck to the quick, yet with my nobler reason against my fury do I take part. The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance. They being penitent, the soul drift of my purpose, for they stand not a frown, rather, no release from aerial. My charms I'll break, their senses I'll restore, and they shall be themselves. Thank you. And the Lord said to him, how far the scribe of the Pharisees had placed his home both in good and empty. Most truly did thou, the husband of whose being at my daughter's. I, brother, was further in the act of this for a thousand lessons.
Yeah.
Irreparable is the loss. Patience is past their cure.
I understand you have not sought her help. The woman's heart raised to the light of my head has not remained in this place of the chance.
The light of
that greatly is late. And so it will make the dear loss that I need much bigger than you may call to comfort you for. I have lost my daughter. Spirit. Executive producer of Festival Theater is John Douglas.